Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all that exists. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafi anbiya'illahi, Sayyid al-Mursaleen. We ask Allah to raise the rank of the chief of His messengers, the most honorable of them, our Prophet Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira, and likewise that of his family members and companions, and may he grant them all an abundance of peace. Amma ba'd. As for what follows, then by the grace and permission of Allah Ta'ala, on this 18th evening, the eve of the 18th day of Shawwal, the year 1436, we've gathered here at Al-Masjid Al-Awwal in the city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to hear some tafsir of the Book of Allah Ta'ala from Surah Al-Hadid in our ongoing weekly readings from the tafsir of the great scholar Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen Rahimahullah Ta'ala. And we have reached the 19th verse, I believe, on page 394 of the printed transcriptions of his lectures on tafsir. We begin with his saying, ثُمَّ قَالَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, and then Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, has said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصِّدِّيقُونَ, and those who believe in Allah and His messengers, they are the devoutly honest, or the entirely honest. وَالشُّهَدَاءُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ وَنُورُهُمْ. وَالشُّهَدَاءُ, they are the martyrs. عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, they are with their Lord. لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ, they shall have their reward. وَنُورُهُمْ, and their light. الْإِيمَانُ بِاللَّهِ, belief in Allah, that which Allah Ta'ala has praised here in this verse. يَتَضَمَّنُ أَرْبَعَةَ أَشْيَاءَ, it includes four matters. الْأَوَّلُ الْإِيمَانُ بِوُجُودِهِ, it is to believe in His presence, in His existence. الثاني الْإِيمَانُ بِرُبُوبِيَّتِهِ, the second one is that it is a belief in His sovereignty, or His rububiyyah, His providing for and taking care of the creation, as will be explained insha'Allah. الثالث الإيمان بألوهيته, and the third matter of belief in Allah is to believe in His right to be worshipped alone. والرابع, and the fourth matter is that you believe, الإيمان بأسمائه وصفاته, that you believe in His names and attributes. The Shaykh says, وَالْإِيمَانُ بِوُجُودِ اللَّهِ, and faith in the presence of Allah, or the existence of Allah, لَا يُنْكِرُهُ إِلَّا مُكَابِرٌ فِي الْوَاقِعِ, no one rejects it other than a person who denies reality. لِأَنَّ كُلَّ إِنسَانٍ يَعْرِفُ أَنَّ هَذَا الْكَوْنَ الْمُسْتَقِرُ الْمُنَظَّمُ, because every single person, he knows that this existence that is established and organized, لَا بُدَّ لَهُ مِن مُوجِدٍ وَمُنَظِّمٍ, it must have someone who brought it into existence and organized it. وَالْمُوجِدُ وَالْمُنَظِّمُ هُوَ اللَّهُ, and the one who brought it into existence and the one who organized it, it is Allah Azza wa Jal, the Mighty and Majestic. لِأَنَّ كُلَّ إِنسَانٍ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُ أَحَدٌ مِنَ الْبَشَرِ, and every single person knows that no human being is capable, أَنْ يَتَصَرَّفَ بِهَذَا الْكَوْنِ, to interact or to take any control of this universe. مَنِ الَّذِي يَأْتِي بِاللَّيْلِ مَعَ وُجُودِ النَّهَارِ, who is able to bring about the night while it is daytime? وَمَنْ الَّذِي يَأْتِي بِالنَّهَارِ مَعَ وُجُودِ اللَّيْلِ, who is able to make it daytime while it is actually the night time? Who is able to bring the daytime out of the night? لَا أَحَدَ يَقْدِيرُ, no one's able to do that. إِذَنْ كُلُّ إِنسَانٍ عَاقِلٍ, every rational human being فَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ بِقَلْبِهِ. And he is a believer, at least within his heart. وَإِنْ أَنْكَرَ بِلِسَانِهِ. Even if he openly rejects with his tongue. مُؤْمِنٌ بِوُجُودِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. He's a believer in the existence of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. وَجْهُ ذَلِكَ أَنَّ هَذِهِ الْخَلِيقَةِ الْعَظِيمَةِ. And that is known by that this magnificent creation, لَبُدَّ لَهَا مِن مُدَبِّرٍ. There is a must that there is some planner or organizer behind it. لَوْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ. And if a person were to say, إِنَّهَا جَاءَتْ هَكَذَا صَدْفَةً. It just came about like that, randomly. فَنَقُولُ. Then we would say, إِنَّ الشَّيْءَ إِذَا جَاءَ صَدْفَةً لَا يَكُونُ مُنَظَّمًا. A thing, if it comes about by chance or by random, in a random way, then it doesn't come in such a precisely organized way. وَلَوْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ. And if a person were to say, هِيَ أَوْجَدَتْ نَفْسَهَا. That the creation created itself. نَقُولُ هَذَا أَيْضًا مُحَالٌ عَقْلًا. We would say this as well is impossible, rationally speaking. كَيْفَ تُوْجِدُ نَفْسَهَا وَهِيَ عَدَمٌ. How is it that it brought itself into existence at a time when it was not existing? How did it do something when it itself did not exist? هَذَا لَا يُمْكِنُ. This is something that is not possible. إِذَنْ لَبُدَّ لَهَا مِن مُجِدٍ. Then, logically, there must be someone who brought it into existence. وَلِهَذَا. And for this reason, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي سُورَةِ الطُّورِ. And thus Allah, the Most High, has said in Surah At-Tur, أَفَرَأَيْتُم مَا تُمْنُونَ. Do you see the semen that you excrete? Now this is not Surah At-Tur, is it? What Surah is it? Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Right, this is from Surah Al-Waqi'ah, not Surah At-Tur. And that's a zalla, a small slip from the Shaykh. And Surah At-Tur and Surah Al-Waqi'ah, they are close in the Mus'haf. But this is from Surah Al-Waqi'ah, the 58th and 59th verses of Surah Al-Waqi'ah. أَأَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Think about this semen. Are you the ones who have created it, or Allah asks, are we, meaning am I, the creator of it? والجواب. And the response, بَلْ أَنْتَ يَا رَبَّنَا. Rather, it is you, O our Lord. نَحْنُ لَا نَقْدِرُ أَنْ نَخْلُقَ جَنِينًا فِي بَطْنِ أُمِّهِ أَبَدًا. As for us, we are unable to create an infant or create a fetus in the womb of its mother ever. قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Allah the Mighty and Majestic has said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ ضُرِبَ مَثَلٌ فَاسْتَمِعُ لَهُ. O mankind, a parable has been set forth, so listen to it. استمعوا يا أيها الناس. Listen closely, O people. خطاب للناس كلهم. It is an address to all of humanity. الكافر والمؤمن. Disbelievers and Muslims, or believers alike. ولهذا إذا قرأت الآية. And thus, if you read this verse, يجب أن تستمع. It's required that you listen, meaning listen with the anticipation of being told to do something and being obedient in that. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا. Verily those that you call upon besides Allah, they would never be able to create a fly. هَكَذَا or هَذَا الذُبَاب المهين لَا يُمْكِنُ أَنْ يَخْلُقُوهُ. This little simple fly that you look at as if it's nothing, they're not able to create anything like that even. وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. Even if they all came together to do it. كُلُّ الْمَعْبُودَاتِ لَا يُمْكِنُ أَن تَخْلُقَ ذُبَابًا. All of the created beings could never be able to come together to even create a fly. وَهُوَ مِنْ أَصْغَرِ الْحَيَوَانِ وَأَذَلِّهَا. And it's the smallest of all creatures and the most insignificant of them. زِدْ عَلَى هَذَا. And add to this, وَإِن يَسْلُبْهُمْ الذُّبَابُ شَيْئًا لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُونَ. لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُوهُ. And if the fly was to take something from them, they would never be able to get it back from the fly. يعني لو أن الذباب أخذ من هذه الأصنام. If a fly were to take away from one of these idols شيئا ما استطاعت أن تستنقذه منه, it would not be able to get it back from that fly. قال أهل العلم, scholars, the people of knowledge, they have said المعنى لو وضع الذباب على أحد هذه الأصنام. They said if a fly, the meaning is if a fly were to land on one of these statues, these idols, وامتص من الطيب الذي فيها, and you know, begin to take some of the oil, suck on the oil or something off of the statue. They put oil on their statues. لأنهم يطيبون أصنامهم. They put طيب, they put oil, fragrances on their idols. ما استطاعت الأصنام أن تستنقذه. That these idols would be unable to get it back. Even, you know, the fragrance that was taken by a fly and sucked off of the idol. And ضعف الطالب والمطروب. The one that is seeking has become weak, and as well the one that is seeked after is also weak. فَلَا يُمْكِنُ لِأَحَدٍ أَن يُنْكِرَ مِنْ صَمِيمِ قَلْبِهِ وُجُودَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ أَبَدًا. So it's not possible for anyone to reject in his heart of hearts the presence or the existence of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, ever. لِأَنَّهُ بِاتِّفَاقِ الْعُقَلَاءِ. And that's because by way of consensus of all rational people, أَنَّ كُلَّ حَادِثٍ لَبُدَّ مِنْ مُحْدِثٍ. Everything that has occurred has to have something that has brought it into existence. Everything has to have a relative cause. وَلَا أَحَدَ يُحْدِثُ هَذَا الْكَوْنَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. And no one could have brought this universe into creation other than Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. الثاني. So out of the four matters that are essential for you to believe in Allah, firstly is to believe in His existence. Now secondly, الثاني. Secondly, الإيمان بربوبيته. To believe in His divine sovereignty, His mulk, that He is the owner and the creator, the bringer of life and death, the rububiyyah. أي أنه وحده, that He alone, الخالق والمالك, that He's the creator and the ultimate owner, المدبر لجميع الأمور, that He is the one who has organized and planned all matters. فَلَا خَالِقَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. So there is no creator other than Allah. وَلَا مُدَبِّرَ لِلْكَوْنِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And there is no one who has planned out the universe other than Allah, or takes care of the universe as well, except Allah. وَلَا مَالِكَ لِلْكَوْنِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And there is no sovereign owner of the universe other than Allah, Azza wa Jal, the Mighty and Majestic. Hatta mulkul insan, ma fi yadihi, laysa mulkan haqiqiyan. Even a man's ownership of what he has in his own hand is not true or absolute ownership. والدليل أنه لا يمكن أن يتصرف فيها or فيما بيده كما يشاء. And the evidence for that is that he's unable to interact with the wealth that he has in his own hand however he wishes. لو أردت, for example, if I wanted to, أن أحرقه, منعت شرعا. If I wanted to burn that money, I would be prohibited. I would not be allowed by the legislation, meaning by the Islamic legislation. وحرام علي. That would be something impermissible on me, or for me to do. لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم, because the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him and his family peace, نهى عن إضاعة المال. He forbade the wasting of money. إذن ملك الإنسان ما بيده. Then therefore the ownership of a person, of the thing that's in his hand, meaning in his possession, ليس ملكا حقيقيا. It is not absolute, pure ownership. بل إنه يختص به عن غيره فقط. Rather, he has been given special, you know, rights over that thing that others don't have. And that's the limit of a person's ownership of things. So then when a person realizes that Allah Ta'ala is the ultimate sovereign owner of all things, that is part of his understanding of rububiyyah, and that is part of his iman in Allah Ta'ala. Athalithu, the third of four matters that are a must for you to fulfill if you are to believe in Allah, al-uluhiyyah, that is the right to be worshipped. That Allah has the sole right to be worshipped. Hiya an tu'mina bi annahu la ilaha illallah. It is that you believe that there is no object of worship other than Allah. And the meaning of that is, ay la ma'buda bi haqqin illallah. That nothing, there is no object of worship that has the right to be worshipped, or that deserves worship, illallah, except Allah Azza wa Jal, the Mighty and Majestic. Wa ibadatul asnami ghayru haqqin. And the worship of idols is done without right. It is done, but it is done in a way that is against, or it is done without right. They have no right to be worshipped. Kama qala Azza wa Jal, as Allah the Mighty and Majestic has said, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقِّ. That is because Allah, He is the Haqq, meaning the deity worshipped by right. وَأَنَّ مَا يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ الْبَاطِلِ. And those that are called upon beside Him, they are باطل, they are falsehood, meaning they are worshipped with falsehood. إِذَنَ الْأُلُوهِيَّةُ. Then, therefore here, أُلُوهِيَّةُ, the sole right of Allah to be worshipped, and تُؤْمِنَ بِأَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, is that you believe that none has the right to be worshipped except Him. أي لا معبود حق, لا معبود حق إلا الله عز وجل. There is no object of worship that is done by right, or no object of worship that is worshipped by right, rightfully, except Allah alone, عز وجل, the Mighty and Majestic. وما عبد من دونه فهو باطل. And everything worshipped beside Him is falsehood. وعليه فلا تصرف العبادة إلا لله. Then, if you've understood that, then do not direct any act of worship except to Allah. الرابع, the fourth matter, to complete the four matters of what it means to believe in Allah, it is الإيمان بالأسماء والصفات. It is to believe in the names and attributes. والصفات, أفوان, قال الله عز وجل, and Allah the Mighty and Majestic has said, ولله الأسماء الحسنى. And to Allah belongs the most beautiful names. وَصِفَاتُهُ كَذَلِكَ عُلْيَا. And His attributes as well, they are lofty. لَيْسَ فِيهَا صِفَةُ نَقْصٍ. None of these attributes, none of His attributes are attributes of deficiency. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى. Allah the Blessed and Most High has said, لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ مَثَلُ السَّوْءِ. For those who do not believe in the hereafter, they have the worst example. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. And to Allah belongs the loftiest example. أي الْوَصْفُ الْأَعْلَى. That means the loftiest description. وَأَسْمَاءُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى كَثِيرَةٌ. And the names of Allah, the Most High, they are many. لَا يُمْكِنُ حَصْرُهَا مَهْمَا أَرَدْ. And it's not possible for you to enumerate them no matter how much you wanted to. والدليل على ذلك حديث عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه. And the evidence for that is the narration of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, may Allah Ta'ala be pleased with him. That is a dua that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to say. In that dua is, as'aluka Allahumma bi kulli ismin huwa lak. I ask you, O Allah, through every name that is yours. Sammayta bihi nafsak. You have named yourself with it. أو, meaning is another category of names. أو أنزلته في كتابك. Or you have sent it down in your book. أو, there's another O, another category of names of Allah. أو علمته أحدا من خلقك. Or that you have taught one of your creation. Another category, أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك. Or you have kept it to yourself in the knowledge of the unseen. Now, and that hadith is collected by Imam Ahmad and Imam Al-Hakim, Abu Ya'la, Ibn Sunni, and it is an authentic hadith from the dua of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَجَعَلَ اللَّهُ الْأَسْمَاءَ. And if فَجَعَلَ, it should say فَجَعَلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءَ ثَلَاثَةَ أَقْسَامٍ. In this dua, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the names as being what? In three categories. مَا أَنزَلَهُ فِي كِتَابِهِ. What he has revealed in his book. مِثَالُ الْإِسْمِ الَّذِي جَاءَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. الرَّحْمَنِ. An example of the name that has come in the Qur'an is Ar-Rahman, the Most Merciful. أَوْ عَلَّمْتَهُ أَحَدًا مِنْ خَلْقِكَ, the second category, or you have taught one of your creation, مِثُ الرَّبْ, the word Ar-Rabb, or the name Ar-Rabb, and Ash-Shafi. جَاءَ بِالسُنَّةِ, these names have come in the Sunnah. قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ, the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and that of his family and grant them peace. He said, السِّوَاكُ مَطْهَرَةٌ لِلْفَمْ وَمَرْضَاتٌ لِلْرَبْ, that the siwak, the toothstick, is something that purifies the mouth or cleans the mouth, and is something that pleases Ar-Rabb, the Lord, right? وَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, and he said, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. أَمَّا الرُّكُوعُ فَعَظِّمُوا فِيهِ الرَّبْ, and as for the ruku', then glorify or exonerate the Rabb, the Lord, right? Referring to Allah Azza wa Jal. Adding to that, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونَ الْعَبْدُ مِنَ الرَّبِّ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ, the closest that a servant comes to a Rabb is when he is in sujood. So in many narrations, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has referred to Allah Ta'ala with this Alif Lam name, Ar-Rabb, Ar-Rabb, right? Otherwise, in the Qur'an, it comes as Rabbul Alameen, right? And Rabbul Malaika, Wal-Ruh, and so on. But does it come with Ar-Rabb alone like that? No. The same thing for Ash-Shafi. Ash-Shafi, the one who heals. It doesn't come in the Book of Allah like that as a name, Ash-Shafi, but rather it comes in the Sunnah of the Messenger, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahumma Rabba Nas, the dua of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he used to say over the sick members of his family, putting his right hand over their place of ailment. Allahumma Rabba Nas, O Allah, Lord of the people, adhib al-ba's, remove the ailment, wa anta shafi washfihi, afwan, washfihi, and heal him, anta shafi, you are a shafi, the one who heals. La shifa'a illa shifa'uk. There is no healing other than your healing. Shifa'an la yughadiru saqman. A healing that leaves behind it no trace of illness. So in that dua we learn a name of Allah Ta'ala that he did not reveal in his book, but rather he taught one of his creation. So the distinction being made between the categories of the names that we learn about Allah Ta'ala. Tayyib. فَهَذَا, the Shaykh says, فَهَذَا مِمَّا عَلَمَهُ أَحَدًا مِنْ خَلْقِهِ, these are names that he has taught one of his creation, meaning the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَوْ اسْتَأْثَرْتَ بِهِ فِي عِلْمِ الْغَيْبِ عِنْدَكَ, or you have kept it with yourself as knowledge of the unseen. هَذَا الْقِسْمُ الثَّالِثِ, this third category, مَا اسْتَأْثَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ فِي عِلْمِ الْغَيْبِ, that which Allah has kept with himself as knowledge of the unseen. وَاسْتَأْثَرَ بِمَعْنًا فَرَدًا, and the word استأثر means to keep it to himself. It means in farada, exclusively, to be the only one who knows that thing, right? وَمَنْ فَرَدَ اللَّهُ بِعِلْمِهِ, and that which Allah is alone in knowing. فَلَمْ يُنزِلْهُ فِي الْكِتَابِ, then he has not revealed it in his book. وَلَمْ يُعَلِّمْهُ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْخَلْقِ, and he has not taught it to anyone of his creation. لَا يُمْكِنُ الْإِحَاطَةُ بِهِ, and it's not possible to have knowledge of it. إِذَنْ أَسْمَاءُ اللَّهِ لَا يُمْكِنُ الْإِحَاطَةُ بِهَا, then it, as it relates to all of the names of Allah, because of that third category, it's not possible for us to say we know all of the names of Allah. وَلَا هِيَ مَحْصُورَةٌ بِعَدَدٍ, and the names of Allah are not limited to a set number. لِأَنَّنَا لَا نَعْلَمُهَا, that's because there's that third category that we don't know of. So how could there be a set limit if we don't know of many of the names of Allah Ta'ala? Now, maybe you have a question. When I say there's no specified number of Allah's names, you have a question. What's the question? What about the hadith of the 99 names? We hear all the time the 99 names of Allah, right? So if the Shaykh is saying, There is no set number of names for Allah. And you know, very commonly, you hear about the 99 names of Allah established in the Sunnah. Then, is the Shaykh mistaken? Or what? Khalil. Right? So 99 names are names that we know. Tayyib. Tayyib. So, Khalil, are you saying that we only know 99 names of Allah? No. Do we know more than 99 names? Yes, we know more than 99 names of Allah. Then what is this 99 names? Listen, the Shaykh will answer. Aywa, wa amma qawluhu sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. As for his statement, may Allah raise his rank and that of his family and grant them peace. Inna lillahi tis'atan wa tis'ina isma. Man ahsaha dakhala al-jannah. Verily Allah has 99 names. In one narration, mi'a illa wahida. 100 except or save one. Whoever counts them, he enters paradise. Whoever counts them enters paradise. The hadith was collected by, as he mentions here, Al-Bukhari, Aywa, wa Muslim. And so you know in the narration of Abi Dawood, rahimahullahu ta'ala, there is actually the listing of 99 names after it in the narration as part of the hadith, right? We can talk about that at another time. That part of the hadith is not authentic, right? That part of the hadith is mudraj. It's something added in by one of the either tabi'in or atba' al-tabi'in. Now, likely Al-Walid ibn Muslim, and Allah Ta'ala knows best. فَالْمَعْنَى أَنَّ مَنْ مِنَ الْأَسْمَاءِ. The meaning of this hadith then is there are from his names تِسْحَةً وَتِسْعِينَ اسْمًا. There are 99 names of his names. مَنْ أَحْصَاهَ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever enumerates them shall enter paradise. هذا المعنى. With this meaning. Right? وَمَعْنَى أَحْصَاهَا. And the meaning of count them is not simply counting or writing them down or memorizing them. أَيْ عَرَفَهَا لَفْظًا. He knows their meanings, their wordings. He knows the wording of the name. وَعَرَفَهَا مَعْنًا. He knows the meaning of the name. وَتَعَبَّدَ لِلَّهِ بِمُقْتَضَاهَا. And he worships Allah with the associated meanings and what it would mean to call upon Allah with that name. وَلَيْسَ الْمُرَادُ أَنْ تَحْفَظَهَا فَقَطْ. The meaning of that hadith is not that you just simply memorize a list of names only. بَلْ لَابُدَّ مِنْ حِفْظِ اللَّفْظِ وَفَهْمِ الْمَعْنَى. Rather, you must memorize the wording, the words of those, the words, the names, and the meanings. وَالتَعَبُّدْ. وَالتَعَبُّدِ أَيْوَا لِلَّهِ بِهَا بِمُقْتَضَاهَا. And you must worship Allah Ta'ala with what is included in the meanings of those names. فَمَثَلًا. For example, إِذَا عَلِمْتَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى غَفُورٌ. If you have learned that Allah, the Exalted and Most High, is Ghafoor, the All-Forgiver, فَتَعَرَّضْ لِلْمَغْفِرَةِ. Then go forward towards forgiveness. Push yourself forward to forgiveness. لَا تَقُلْ اللَّهُ غَفُورٌ وَتَفْعَلُ الذَّنْبَ مَتَى شِئْتْ. Do not say Allah is forgiving and then you just sin as much as you want, whenever you want. بَلْ تَعَرَّضْ لِلْمَغْفِرَةِ. Turn towards forgiveness. وَاسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهِ. And seek the forgiveness from Allah. تَجِدَ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. You shall find that Allah is all-forgiving and all-merciful. وَإِذَا عَلِمْتَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ. If you've learned that Allah is Aziz, the possessor of honor and might, فَتَتَعَبَّدْ لِلَّهِ. Should say لِلَّهِ, not Allah. فَتَتَعَبَّدُ لِلَّهِ or فَتَتَعَبَّدْ لِلَّهِ. Then perform acts of worship to Allah. بِمُقْتَضَ هَذَا. With it, as it relates to this meaning, وَتَخَافُ مِنْهُ. And be afraid of him. وَتَحْذَرُ. And be warned of him. وَهَلُمَّ جَرَّى. And so there are many examples that are similar to this. Take these as some examples that you can use like as a yardstick. Other names are similar to this. To add one, for example, if you say that you affirm that Allah is Ar-Rahman, that He is the All-Merciful, then what do? You seek that mercy from Him, right? You take His concession. When He gives you a concession in fiqh, and you don't have to, for example, travel fast when you travel, so you seek out the mercy of Allah and His concessions. And you call upon Him, seeking His mercy, saying, Ya Rahman, and so on. Seeking His mercy. And as well, you behave mercifully to the people. Because from the ta'abbud lillah, from the way you worship Allah and seek His rahmah, is that you behave mercifully with the people, leniently. How do we know that? Because the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الرَّاحِمُونَ يَرْحَمُهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ. The ones who behave mercifully with the people, then الرَّحْمَنُ will have mercy on him. اِرْحَمُوا مَن فِي الْأَرْضِ يَرْحَمْكُمْ مَن فِي السَّمَاءِ. Have mercy on the people of the earth, and the one who's above the heavens will have mercy on you as a result. So it's not sufficient for you to say Allah is merciful, and then you are jabbar, you're a tyrant with your family. You want the mercy of Allah, but you treat people inhumanely, roughly, difficultly, rigidly, sternly, and you're never lenient or merciful with the people. Then a ta'abbud lillah, since you worship Allah Ta'ala as He is Ar-Rahman, necessitates that you what? That you embody some mercy in your character. So that you truly, not just in word, but in deed as well, you seek that mercy from Allah Ta'ala, and Allah knows best. Amma al-Iman. As for Iman bil-Rusul, as for believing in the messengers, going back to the verse that we started with today, where Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. Those who have believed in Allah and His messengers. Everything so far has been an explanation of what it means to believe in Allah. And now we have belief in the messengers. فَإِنَّهُ يَتَضَمَّنُ تَصْدِيقَهُمْ. It includes that you believe in them. You believe in their reports. كُلَّهُمْ أو كُلِّهِمْ. All of them. أيوة. فَإِنَّهُ يَتَضَمَّنُ تَصْدِيقَهُمْ كُلِّهِمْ. It involves that you believe in them, all of them. مِنْ أَوَّلِهِمْ إِلَىٰ آخِرِهِمْ. From the first of them to the very last of them. Who's the first messenger? Nuhun alayhi salatu wassalam. And who's the last messenger? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Bima akhbaru bihi. In everything that they informed us about. Idha sahha anhum. If it's authentically established from their speech. Wa amma al-amalu bi shara'i'ihim. As for acting in accordance to their legislations, fa innana la yalzamuna al-amalu illa bi shari'atin nabi. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Then it's not binding on us to act by their legislations except the legislation of the Prophet, meaning Muhammad, may Allah raise his rank and grant him and his family peace. وَذَٰلِكَ لِأَنَّ الشَّرَائِعَ السَّابِقَةَ كُلَّهَا نُسِخَتْ بِهَذِهِ الشَّرِيعَةِ. That's because all of the previous legislations have become abrogated, have become their rulings, have become cancelled by this final legislation. لِقَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Due to the statement of Allah the Most High, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. On this day I have completed for you your deen, your religion. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. And I have finished or completed my favor upon you. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And I have been pleased with you, or have been pleased with Islam for you as a deen. وَقَوْلِهِ. And his statement as well, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. And whoever desires a religion other than Islam, it shall not be accepted from him. وَقَوْلِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ. And the statement of the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and that of his family and grant them all peace. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَا يَسْمَعُ بِأَحَدٌ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ. And I swear by the one in whose hand is my soul, that no one of this ummah hears about me. And he says here, يَهُودِيٌ وَلَا نَصْرَانِي. Right? Not a Jew and not a Christian. How is it that the Jew and the Christian is from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How does that work? Are the Jews and the Christians from our ummah? Yes. How? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to all mankind and the jinn. They're called ummatu da'wa. They are the ummah that is mukhatabun bid-da'wah. They are addressed and they are required to follow this messenger. So they are from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we say about the people who lived in the time of Jesus, they're from the ummah of Isa. The Muslims and the kafirs of them. They were required to believe in and follow Isa ibn Maryam. Right? So there's a broader meaning of ummah. Then we have a more restricted meaning of ummah. That's the ummah of al-itiba'. Or ummah al-istijaba. The ummah of responding. The ummah of following. Those are who?
al-mu'minun, those who have believed in and follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that more restricted meaning of the word ummah does not include the Jews or the Christians, except for those who have accepted Islam from their ranks, and they are now counted as Muslims, right? This helps you understand something, another hadith which is important, and it commonly gets misconstrued. It is the hadith of iftiraq, iftaraqat al-Yahud wal-Nasara, right? وَتَفْتَرِقُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ إِلَى 72 فِرْقَةٍ. And some of the scholars said the word ummah here is not, it doesn't mean the Muslims. It means all of those people who are addressed, right, with the invitation to accept Islam. Those who ascribe to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if their innovation has taken them outside of Islam. Like the Jahmiyyah and the Mu'tazila and so on, those whom the early scholars said they are kuffar, they are outside of Islam, yet they still counted them as firaq nariyah, as sects which are from the 72 sects which will enter the fire. And Allah Ta'ala knows best. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَا يَسْمَعُ بِأَحَدٌ مِّنْ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ يعني أُمَّةَ الدَّعْوَةِ. I swear by the one in whose hand is my soul, no one hears of me from this ummah, meaning the ummah of da'wah, the ummah that is required to follow his message. That means all of mankind until the last day. يَهُودِيٌ وَلَا نَصْرَانِي, be he Jew or Christian, ثُمَّ يَمُوتُ وَلَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِمَا جِئْتُ بِهِ, then he dies without having believed in what I have been sent with or what I have come with. إِلَّا كَانَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ, except that he will be from the residents of the fire. That hadith is collected by an Imam Muslim in his Sahih. Ula'ika, Allah then says, those who believe in Allah and His messengers, ula'ika, they are, ayyuhalladhina amanu billahi wa rasulihi, humus siddiqoon, they are the ones who are devoutly truthful. Ayyal balighuna fis siddi mablaghan kabira, those who have attained a very substantial amount of honesty. لِأَنَّ السِّدِّيقَ صِيغَةٌ مُبَالَغَةٌ, because the word siddiq is an Arabic structure that means someone who is devoutly, earnestly, and constantly truthful. It has that meaning. Like the sharib, he's not a sharib. You have sharib khamr, the one who drinks alcohol. Then you have a sharib, the one who what? Always, perpetually drunk. Non-stop drunk, right? Sharib, right? So you have these words that come on the scale of fi'il, right? And then we have here siddiq, the one who is devoutly, again and again, ongoing, perpetually honest, right? And this station is available for every Muslim to reach this station. Some people say, no, this is for Abu Bakr, as-siddiq, radiallahu anhu. This is for the very special, most beloved companions. Right? No, we say rather this is for every Muslim to reach the rank of being a Siddiq. How is that? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as is coming from the speech of the Shaykh, so I'll stop and leave you hanging on that one until you hear the hadith as brought by the Shaykh in his tafsir, and we'll stop and pause now to listen to the adhan, insha'Allah ta'ala. So, as-sidqu yakunu bil-qasdi wa bil-qawli wa bil-fi'l. Honesty is done through one's intention, and through one's speech, and through one's actions. فَأَمَّا الصِّدْقُ, think about this, three ways that you are honest. The first way is what? الصِّدْقُ بِالْقَصْدِ. As for the honesty of your intention, فَأَنْ يَقْصُدَ الْإِنسَانُ بِعِبَادَتِهِ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى, that he has the truthful, sincere intention in his worship, in his act of worship, that he seeks the face of Allah, the Blessed and Most High. لا يقصده غيره. He doesn't intend anyone else. Doesn't seek a reward from anyone else. وَإِذَا قَصَدَ بِعِبَادَتِهِ شَيْئًا غَيْرَ اللَّهِ, and when he intends something through his worship other than Allah, فَقَدْ أَشْرَكْ, then he has committed an act of shirk. وَلَا يُقْبَلُ عَمَلُهُ, and his deeds will not be accepted from him. لقوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم, due to the statement of his, meaning the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and that of his family and grant them all peace, في الحديث القدسي, in the hadith that he narrates from Allah, عن الله تبارك وتعالى, the Blessed and Most High, أنا أغنى الشركاء عن الشرك. Allah has said, I am the least in need of an associate. من عمل عملا أشرك فيه معي غيري تركته وشركه. Whoever does a deed intending it to be for me and for someone else, he intends it, he associates it for me and for someone else, I abandon him and his act of polytheism. That hadith is collected by the Imam Muslim. Asani, the second kind of honesty. That first one is what? Honesty of intention. Now we have honesty in speech. Asidqu fil qawli. بأن يكون الإنسان صادقا فيما يخبر به. That a person is honest as it relates to his reports that he talks about or that he mentions. وقد أثنى الله تعالى على الصادقين. And verily Allah has praised those who are honest, meaning in their speech. وأمرنا أن نكون معهم. And He has ordered us to be with them, to be in their company. فقال جل وعلا, as Allah, the Mighty and Most High, has said, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. O you who have believed, fear Allah and be amongst, in the company of, along with the صادقين. Right, those who are honest, those who speak honestly. Subhanallah. That ayah also includes the mafhum mukhalafa. La takunu. Right, do not be what? With ma'al kadibin. Do not be in the company of. Do not mix with people who are liars. Do not mix with liars. طيب. وأثنى على المهاجرين الذين هاجروا من ديارهم وأموالهم يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا. And Allah has praised the emigrants, those who emigrated, they made hijrah from their land and from their wealth, seeking a bounty from Allah and His pleasure. وَيَنْصُرُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And they sought to aid Allah and to aid His Messenger. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. They are the ones who are truthful. وَأَمَرَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِالصِّدْقِ وَحَثَّ عَلَيْهِ. And you can see here that it's a mixture of statements and actions and intentions as well. Not strictly honesty in speech. Here's hijra, including intentions and speech and actions. Hijra from Mecca to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the messenger, may Allah raise his rank and that of his family and grant them peace. He had encouraged or ordered people to be honest. And he highly pushed it. وَرَغَبَ فِيهِ. And he tried to instill a desire for it in the people. فَقَالَ. And here's that hadith that opens up for you the door of attaining the rank of being a siddiq. He said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالصِّدْقِ. Upon you is to be truthful. فَإِنَّ الصِّدْقَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرِّ. Because honesty leads the way to albir, to piety. وَإِنَّ الْبِرَّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. And piety leads the way to paradise. Piety here is every action that Allah loves and is pleased with. So by truthfulness in speech, Allah opens up the way and guides you towards what? Every good action of worship, every good trait, every good character, every honorable and noble trait that He loves and is pleased with. All of that is called birr. Subhanallah. طيب. وَلَا يَزَادُ الرَّجُلُ يَسْدُقُ وَيَتَحَرَّ الصِّدْقِ. And a man goes on telling the truth and looking for opportunities to be truthful, meaning when it's difficult, meaning when he has an opportunity to lie and gain something, he says, he sticks to it patiently that I'm going to be truthful and not try to get some advantage by lying. In these cases, حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَاذَا صِدِّيقًا. Until he's written down with Allah as a siddiq, as a devoutly honest person. As a siddiq, right? Now just like that, notice that how character develops. If you push yourself to have a character, then Allah Ta'ala will accept it from you and grant you stability on that trait. Allahu Akbar. Likewise, if you're neglectful over and over again, and then you take on that bad trait, then Allah will write you down as someone firmly in that category. Watch the other side of the hadith. وَإِيَّاكُمْ الْكَذِبَ فَإِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ. And be warned against lying, because lying leads to wickedness. وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورَ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ. And verily wickedness. And fujur is amma. It is general. Every type of disobedience, bad character, and horrible traits. And all of that fujur leads to the fire. Now listen to this. وَلَا يَزَالُ الرَّجُلُ يَكْذِبْ وَيَتَحَرَّ الْكَذِبِ حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَذَّابًا. And a man goes on lying and looking for opportunities to lie until he's written down with Allah as a kazzab. Not just a kadib who has told a lie, but a kazzab, a bold, habitual liar. وَلِعَذُ بِاللَّهِ And may Allah Ta'ala save us. أَمَّا الصِّدْقُ بِالْفِعْلِ As it relates to honesty in one's action, فَمُتَابَعَةُ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ Then following the messenger, following the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and that of his family and grant them all peace. لِأَنَّ مَنْ كَانَ صَادِقًا فِيمَا يَدَّعِي مِنْ مَحَبَّةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ If a person is truly truthful with regards to what he claims of loving Allah, the Most High, wa Rasulihi, and his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. فَلْيَتَّبِعَ الرَّسُولِ Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Then let him follow the messenger. May Allah raise his rank and that of his family and grant them all peace. لِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى Due to the statements of Allah, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ Say, O Muhammad, if you truly love Allah, then follow me. As a result, Allah will love you and forgive your sins for you. Wallahu ghafoorun raheem. And Allah is ghafoor. He is all-forgiving and all-merciful. وَقَدْ سَمَّى بَعْضُ السَّلَفِ هَذِهِ الْآيَةَ آيَةَ الْمِحْنَةِ Some of the Salaf, they nicknamed this verse. They called it the verse of the test. Right? And some of them said, آيَةَ الْإِمْتِحَانِ As he says, يعني الامتحان. The meaning of محنة is امتحان. It means testing or measurement or evaluation. Right? فمن ادعى حب الله ورسوله قلنا له Whoever claims that he loves Allah and his messenger, then we say to him, عليك باتباع الرسول. We say to him, upon you is to follow the messenger. صلى الله عليه وسلم. May Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. فَإِنْ اتَّبَعَهُ فَهُوَ صَادِقٌ And if he actually follows him, then he is truthful in his claim. وَإِنْ خَالَفَهُ فَلَيْسَ بِصَادِقٍ And if he opposes him, meaning opposes the messenger, then he is not honest in his claim. وَالشُّهَدَاءُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ And the martyrs will be with their Lord. لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ They shall have their reward. وَنُورُهُمْ And their light. الشُّهَدَاءُ جَمْعُ شَهِيدٍ The word shuhada, the martyrs, it is the plural of the word shaheed, one single martyr. وَالْمُرَادُ بِهِمْ مَنْ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ And the intended meaning of the martyr are those who have been killed in the way of Allah. وَالْقِتَالُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ And fighting in the way of Allah, its definition is, أن يقاتل الإنسان عدو الله لتكون كلمة الله هي العليا. That a person fights the enemies of Allah so that the word of Allah is uppermost. قال ذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم حين سئل عن الرجل يقاتل شجاعة. This is what the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him and his family peace. This is what he said once he was asked about a man who fights in a battle. We're talking about established military confrontations. He fights in these military confrontations out of shuja'ah. He likes to show his bravery. وَيُقَاتِلُ حَمِيَّةً Or one that fights out of love for his homeland, or you know, jealousy for his homeland. You know, he fights for this kind of fervor or this connection to a specific land or tribe. وَيُقَاتِلُ لِيُرَى مَكَانُهُ Or another one, he fights so that his station or his rank amongst the people would be seen. أَيُّ ذَلِكَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ He was asked, which of these are فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Which of these categories of people are fighting truly in the way of Allah? قَالَ مَنْ قَاتَلَ لِتَكُونَ كَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ هِيَ الْعُلْيَا فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Whoever has fought, whoever has participated in the legitimate confrontation, then he is, and that is to make the word of Allah uppermost, then he is the one who is in the way of Allah. And that was collected by both al-Bukhari and Muslim. فَالشُّجَاعُ يُحِبُّ الْقِتَالِ So a brave person, he likes to fight. كَالصَّيَّانِ يُحِبُّ أَنْ يَصِيدِ Like a hunter, likes to hunt. وَيَخْرُجُ وَيَتَجَشَّمُ الْمَصَائِبَ لِيُصِيدَ الصَّيْدِ So he goes out and he takes on burdens and difficulties so that he can, you know, so he can hunt. Right? فَإِذَا صَادَهَا صَارَتْ عِنْدَهُ أَرْخَصْ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ And once he has already hunted it, then that thing is cheap, of no value to him. Once he has already gained it now, the hunt is over. He's a hunter, he just wanted the thrill of the hunt, right? فَهَذَا يُقَافِلُ شُجَاعًا Such a person, he fights for what? Just for the thrill of fighting, just to be brave. لِأَنَّهُ شُجَاعٌ Because he's a brave person. يُحِبُّ أَنْ يُقَافِلُ Likes to fight. وَيُقَافِلُ حَمِيَّ يَعْنِي عَصَبِيَّ لِقَوْمِهِ And there are people who fight out of bigotry, out of patronage for a certain tribe. وَيُقَافِلُ لِيُرَى مَكَانُهُ And some people fight just to have their status known. أي رياءً كما جاء في اللفظ الآخر In another narration of the hadith, out of showing off. وَيُقَافِلُ رياءً And he fights to show off. قَالَ مَنْ قَاتَلَ لِتَكُونَ كَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ هِيَ الْعُلْيَا His response was, whoever fought so that the word of Allah would be uppermost, فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Then he is the one who fights in the way of Allah. وَمَنْ قَاتَلَ لِتَسْتَرِدَ أَرْضَهُ الْمَغْصُوبَ أَوْ لِتَسْتَرِدَ أَرْضَهُ الْمَغْصُوبَ Whoever fought to seek to gain back his stolen land, فَهُوَ مِنْ بَابِ الْحَمِيَّةِ Then he's fighting for Hamiyyah, his attachment to that land. Right? إِلَّا إِذَا قَالَ Unless it could be said, أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَسْتَرِدَّهَا لِأُقِيمَ عَلَيْهَا شَعَائِرَ الْإِسْلَامِ I want to get the land back so that I could establish the legislation of Islam or the symbols of Islam, the outward manifestations of Islam. فَهَذَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ And such a person fights in the way of Allah. Meaning, in the Muslim military, under the established Muslim leadership of that battle, in order to gain a land back that was recently lost in battle. أَمَّا مَنْ قَاتَلَ لِأَنَّ هَذَا أَرْضَهُ وَيُرِيدُ أَن تُرَدَّ إِلَيْهِ For the one who fights merely because that was his land and he lost it and he wants to get his land back. فَهَذَا حَمِيَّةٌ This is just bigotry or a connection to that land. لَيْسَ لَهُ أَجْرُ الشُّهَدَاءِ He would not have the reward of a martyr, of the martyrs, إِذَا قُتِلْ If he was to be killed. هَؤُلَاءِ الشُّهَدَاءِ Those martyrs, لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ They have their reward عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ With their Lord. أَيْ ثَوَابُهُمْ الْعَظِيمِ Their great reward. كما قال تعالى, as Allah the Most High has said, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ And do not assume those who have been killed in the way of Allah that they are dead. Rather, they are alive with their Lord being provided for. فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ They are rejoicing over what Allah Ta'ala has given them out of His bounty. وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ And they are given glad tidings of those who have not yet met up with them, مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ From after them, أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ And that no fear shall overtake them, nor shall they grieve. يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِنِعْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ They are given glad tidings, or they rejoice in glad tidings of the bounties from Allah, or from the blessings of Allah and His bounty. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ And that Allah Ta'ala does not cause the reward of the believers to be lost out. This is what Allah Ta'ala has made easy for us this evening, the study of the tafsir of Surah Al-Hadid. We thank Allah Ta'ala for the blessing of sitting in the house of Allah between two salats, between Maghrib and Isha, studying one verse from the book of Allah. We ask Allah Ta'ala to grant us understanding of that one verse and others like it, and to make us from those who uphold it in meaning and uphold it in practice. وَصَلِّ اللَّهُمَّ وَسَلَّمْ وَبَارِكْ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ